All right, so today we're diving into a really interesting area where family law and inheritance kind of bump up against each other.
Oh, yeah, definitely a tricky area.
Yeah. What happens when you have adopted children who are trying to inherit from their natural, like, blood relatives? And we're going to be looking at this through the lens of a 1988 Maryland case, Hall v. Vallandigham.
Okay, yeah.
And this case is a really good one because it gets at the heart of how we define family, legally speaking, when someone dies without a will.
Right. Especially when you're dealing with situations where you have adoptions, step-parent adoptions, things like that.
Yeah, exactly. So before we even get into the specifics of the case, do you want to just lay out kind of the ground rules here? Like, what are we dealing with in terms of, like, intestate succession, which is, the fancy legal term for when someone dies without a will?
Right. So in Maryland, like many other states, when someone dies without a will, their assets are distributed according to a specific set of rules. These rules prioritize close blood relatives, siblings, nieces, nephews, that sort of thing.
Okay, so blood relatives are the priority.
Generally, yes.
Gotcha.
And it gets complicated with adoptions, as we'll see.
Right, because that's where the legal definition of family might depart a bit from, the biological reality.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's get into the specifics of this case. So paint us a picture. What happened with this Vallandigham family?
All right, so we start back in 1956. Earl Vallandigham passes away. He leaves behind his wife, Elizabeth, and their four children. 2 years later, Elizabeth remarries a man named Jim Kilgore, and he ends up adopting all four of Earl's children.
Okay, so they're legally his kids now.
Exactly. Now, fast forward a bunch of years to 1983. Earl's brother, William Vallandigham, he dies without a will. So we're in intestate succession territory here.
Okay, so this is where it gets interesting.
It does. So Earl's children, who were adopted by their stepfather, way back when, they believe they were entitled to a share of their Uncle William's estate. They saw themselves as still part of the Vallandigham family, at least for inheritance purposes, through their biological father, Earl.
Right, makes sense. They share the same bloodline after all.
Right. But the Maryland Circuit Court, they saw things differently. They ruled that, nope, the stepfather's adoption that severed the legal ties to the Vallandigham family, including, crucially, any inheritance rights.
So that adoption, like, legally wiped the slate clean, inheritance-wise?
In essence, yes.
Wow. So what happened next? Did the children just accept this decision?
Of course not. They appealed it. So now the central question for the Maryland Court of Special Appeals became, can children who were adopted by a step-parent after their biological parent's death inherit from their natural relatives under Maryland law, especially when there's no will involved?
Right. Because that adoption happened after their dad had already passed away.
Yeah.
So it really puts this tension between the biological family and the legal family created by adoption right under the microscope.
Exactly. And that's what makes this case so fascinating and important, legally speaking.
Absolutely. So what did the Court of Special Appeals decide? Did they side with the kids or uphold the lower court's ruling?
They went with the lower court. They said no, that adoption by the stepfather, that really did end those legal connections. And that included inheriting from their Uncle William.
So they were cut off.
Essentially, yes.
Okay, so help us understand the why here.
Yeah.
What was the legal reasoning behind this decision? What parts of Maryland law did they rely on?
Sure. So the court dug into the Maryland Estates and Trust article, particularly a section called Section 1207A. And they also looked at the family law article, specifically Section 5308. Now, don't worry too much about the specific numbers. The big takeaway is that these laws, they outline how adoption in Maryland basically creates a new legal identity for the child, and they impact who can inherit from whom.
Right. So it's not just about biology, it's about how the law defines family relationships. And in this case, the law was pretty clear that the adoption meant those kids were no longer legally part of the Vallandigham family, at least for inheritance.
Exactly. Now, to really get into the nitty-gritty of their reasoning, we need to go back in time a bit, like way back to 1963. There was a big change in Maryland law then, aimed at preventing what they call dual inheritance.
Okay, hold on. Dual inheritance. What does that even mean?
So imagine a scenario where an adopted child could inherit from both their biological family and their adoptive family. That's dual inheritance. And in 1963, Maryland lawmakers said, we don't want that anymore. They moved away from allowing that.
Interesting. So they wanted to, like, simplify things, prevent any confusion or potential conflicts between the two families.
Precisely.
Yeah.
They wanted to make it clear that legally speaking, when you're adopted, your inheritance rights flow from your new adoptive family.
Got it. So this 1963 change was all about creating clarity and stability in inheritance law.
Right. But here's where it gets a little tricky. The lawyers for Earl's children, they argued that the current inheritance law, you know, the one in 1988, it didn't explicitly restate this whole no dual inheritance thing word for word.
Oh, so they were saying, hey, it's not in the current law. Maybe it doesn't apply anymore.
Yeah, that was their argument. They were hoping the court might see it as outdated, maybe.
Mm-hmm. But the court didn't buy that, did they?
Nope, not at all. They said, look, even if the exact wording changed over time, the core idea from 1963, that intention to stop dual inheritance, that was still a key part of understanding and applying the current law.
So they were looking at the spirit of the law, not just the letter of the law.
Absolutely. And this brings us to another really important point they made. Inheritance is not an inherent right. It's a privilege.
Oh, right. Like it's not something you're automatically entitled to just because you're related to someone.
Exactly. The state, through the legislature, has the power to say who can inherit and under what circumstances.
And this is where that really powerful quote comes in, right? The one about not being able to do indirectly what you can't do directly.
Exactly. So the children, they couldn't directly inherit from their Uncle William because their legal tie with their biological dad, Earl, and his side of the family, that was severed by the adoption.
Right.
So trying to inherit through their deceased father to kind of step into his shoes for inheritance, that was seen as an indirect way to get around the adoption's legal consequences.
Clever, but the court wasn't having it.
Nope. They basically said, you can't bypass the law with a loophole.
I like that. No loopholes allowed.
Right. And beyond that, they also talked about fairness. They said, look, if adopted kids could inherit from both their natural and adoptive families, that could give them a leg up over biological kids who typically only inherit from their own parents' side.
Right. That makes sense. It's about creating a level playing field, so to speak.
Exactly. So just to recap, the court's reasoning had a few main parts. First, adoption. Legally speaking, it's like a clean break from the biological family, at least for inheritance.
Okay.
Second, Maryland has this long-standing policy against dual inheritance.
Right.
Third, inheriting is a privilege, not a right, so the state gets to set the rules.
Got it.
And lastly, no loopholes. You can't do indirectly what the law forbids directly.
No sneaky maneuvers allowed.
Precisely. And all of that led them to uphold the lower court's decision.
Okay, so that's the gist of Hall v. Vallandigham.
Yeah.
But this case is from Maryland, way back in 1988. Why does it still matter? Why should law students care about this case today?
Well, for a few reasons. First, it's a really good example of how adoption law and inheritance law, those two areas, they intersect.
Right.
And it shows how courts interpret statutes, how they figure out what lawmakers intended. Like, they looked at that 1963 change, even though it wasn't explicitly stated in the later law, to understand the bigger picture.
Yeah, they were like legal detectives piecing together the puzzle.
Exactly. And this case is also a reminder that inheritance law can be really complex and there can be unintended consequences, especially in cases involving adoption.
Right. Like if you're writing a will or advising clients about their estate planning, you really need to be clear about how you want adopted children to be treated in terms of inheritance, especially in relation to their biological family.
Couldn't agree more. Make those intentions super clear in the will, especially because Maryland law, as we saw in Hall v. Vallandigham, really emphasizes that legal relationship created by adoption.
Okay, so before we wrap up, you mentioned earlier that there's an exception to this rule about severing inheritance rights from the biological family when a child is adopted.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remind us about that exception? Why didn't it apply in Hall v. Vallandigham?
Absolutely. So Maryland law does have this exception. If a child is adopted by a step-parent who is married to the child's living biological parent, then the child, they still get to inherit from both sides, their natural family and their adoptive family.
Okay, so step-parent adoption, but the biological parent is still alive.
Precisely. But in Hall v. Vallandigham, the dad, Earl, he was already gone when the stepfather adopted the kids. So that exception, which needs the biological parent to be alive at the time of the adoption, it didn't apply in this case.
Gotcha. Makes sense. So the key is, for that exception to work, the biological parent has to still be in the picture.
Yep. That's the crucial detail.
All right, so let's bring it all home. Hall v. Vallandigham, Maryland court case from 1988, told us what?
It told us that in Maryland, when kids are adopted by a step-parent after their biological parent dies, that adoption generally ends their legal right to inherit from their natural family.
Right.
And they base this on the idea that adoption creates a new legal family and on Maryland's policy against letting people inherit from both their biological and adoptive families, that whole dual inheritance thing.
Exactly. And it really highlights how the legal definition of family can have real-world implications,
yeah.
especially when it comes to inheritance.
I have no doubt about it.
And it leaves us with a lot to think about, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely.
Like, how do our evolving views on family, you know, all the different kinds of families we see today, blended families, same-sex parents, how does all that play into these inheritance laws?
Mm.
Will we see changes in these legal principles down the road? Maybe not just in Maryland, but in other states too.
That's the big question, isn't it? How does the law adapt to these changing social realities?
Really makes you think. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive into Hall v. Vallandigham.
Been a pleasure discussing this with you. Really interesting case.
Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time on The Deep Dive.